snap, 2-in-1 day, Luke was on a roll. See, I need like a little intro music, like a song. I don't know. I'll figure it out. So, back again with another podcast. Some of you who know me personally will know that right now my favorite album is Control by SZA. And because of the whole theme of the album is about being in control or not at all and how unnerving it can be. And I'm it's an understatement, really, especially if you're somebody that struggles with anxiety. Then this really can resonate with you, because for me, my anxiety comes from my lack of control of everything around me. So if I feel like that I can't control a situation, I become anxious because I don't know where it's gonna go. And trust me, if there is a boat, I want to know where it's headed, and I definitely want to be captain. So right now, you know, I have to learn to settle for being a passenger and not knowing where the destination is or knowing if we're going to hit a damn iceberg, but that's okay. So how does one relinquish the thought of not having control? Personally, I don't fucking know, but this is what I do know. The one thing that I am in control of is myself, my reactions, my responses, maybe not my facial expressions, because Lord knows that needs deliverance. But everything else, I'm in control of. I'm in control of how I respond to confrontation or respond to obstacles. And that really determines a lot. And if once you grasp that idea, you'll realize you have way more control than you think. Because some people don't realize that they need to get in control of themselves. So if you respond a certain way and you get one back, good or bad, that shows A, the control that you have over them, B, the control they have over themselves, and see the loss of control that you may have over the complete situation, especially if it's like a fallout with a friend, like a miscommunication, and things just aren't working out. Let it go, baby. Let the control go. Like I was saying, of accepting where you're at, accepting things for how they are. You have to relinquish the idea that with every situation, you're not going to have control. You're not going to have control over the fact that you got fired or... well, depending on what you did. But you're not going to have control over, you know, a lot of the fucked up things that happen to us. But you are in control of how you respond to it, how you choose to learn from it. My brother and I talk a lot about how some people know that there's something wrong with them, but they don't want to do anything about it. And that's honestly sad. There's a lot of people that settle for who they are. They settle for where they are. They settle for who they surround themselves with. And those are all things that you can control. It is never too late to change. It's never too late to grow up. It's never too late to learn. It's never too late to upgrade. That there's always time. As long as your heart's still beating, there is always time. And like a lot of people say, and my mama says, listen, no one can take away your pain, so don't let nobody take away your joy. And like I said in the previous podcast, if it's self-made, it can't be taken away. So nobody can take away your self-control but you. There may be things that make us feel like we don't have control, or we may have control, but it still feels like it's all gonna fall through anyway, just because life sucks. There is always up. There is always a way to maneuver around or with your situation. Just know that you're not necessarily gonna be able to control everything around you. You just can control with what you've been given. So realize you have more power than you think. And all in all, leave it to God, because he's the one that's truly in control.